Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have a question for you two and our listeners. What's the best comeback in Pittsburgh sports history? And here's the caveat. It can't be a series. They were down 3-1 and they came back and won.
Okay.
It has to be one game.
Okay.
A one-game comeback. And so I think this is just completely off the top of my head. I would say the score to beat for me would be the Steelers-Browns playoff game in 02.
I have...
That would be the one that I would say, good luck trying to beat that AFC wild card game.
I've got two that I think beat it.
What would be the... like? So what is the amount of time in the score of that game that would make it seem like the best comeback? Like, they came back from X amount of points with Y amount of minutes left in the game.
How about a team being down to their last out with no one on base?
Okay, hold on a second. We'll get to your baseball one.
Okay.
How many points were the Steelers down late in that game against the Browns? Do you have it, Donnie?
Well, they were down 17 in the second half. They were down 13
in the fourth quarter.
With 2 minutes to go. They just scored a touchdown.
They were down 13 with 2 minutes left.
Okay. Roughly.
All right, let's call it two minutes and change.
It was a little bit over two, because the Browns then had like a historically fast drive. The Steelers used their timeouts, and they threw an incomplete pass. Northcutt dropped it.
Yep.
Well, hold on. Let's be very clear. The Steelers cut a 12-point deficit to 5 with 3 minutes to go. So they were down 33
right.
to... Yeah, they were... I'm going to be very clear here. Not like the BYU-SMU Holiday Bowl.
They were down 12 with 3 minutes left.
They were down 33 to 21, and the clock was ticking towards 3 minutes, and then they scored a touchdown with 3:06 left to make it a 33 to 28 game.
Okay. So with, let's say, 3.5 minutes to go, they were down 12 points.
They were driving, but they were down 12.
Still pretty damn good.
Yeah, I know. The way you said it at first confused me. Like, they scored to put it to a 12-point game at that point. Like,
oh, no.
That's how I took
what
you
meant. Yeah, I thought that's
the only confusion.
What I heard, too.
That's the only confusion. We're good.
Well, no, I mean, if they were down 17, there's no possible way they can get it to 12.
That is the
Browns.
Actually,
that's a good point. So,
yeah.
Field goal and a safety, but good point, Donnie. Point to you. Okay, so they're down. They were functionally down with, let's just say, 4 minutes.
So you don't think that's the best one?
I don't know.
412-928-9370, if you think you've got something better.
I don't think it's better. You don't want me to say any of the ones I think.
No, I think you... I'm giving you a chance. I wanted to give the full context of that wild card playoff game from 02. That's all.
Okay, so I think there are two. One for sheer improbability of it, and then I think the other one is pretty clearly for the stakes that were happening in that game and what ended up happening for this team. I'll go with the sheer improbability first, because it is, I think, Baseball Reference does this... It's the third least likely victory in the history of the sport. The Pirates are down in 2001 to Billy Wagner and the Astros, except Wagner wasn't in the game yet. It's 8-2, bottom of the ninth. Game isn't even on TV. There is no one on base.
Why not?
Huh?
Why wasn't the game on TV? You threw in that detail, and I'm not sure why the game wasn't on TV, I'm asking you the reason.
Honestly, back then, I think they didn't televise every game.
They just randomly picked games.
No, that is true.
There were certain radio-only games, and that was one
so
of them.
So how would they
pick
that?
They'd only have like 120 games or something.
So how did they determine that? They're just like, screw it. We don't need to do this Pirates-Astros game, even though they're in the same division with each other at the time.
You grew up with like the MSG Network and SNY. They did not put every game on TV. So they're down 8-2. No one's on base. One out to go. Somebody gets on. Here comes Pat Mears hitting a home run. Here comes another run coming across the plate. It's suddenly 8-5. They load him up for Brian Giles. Billy Wagner had already come in. And Billy Wagner tries to throw gas past Giles at 99, and it gets sent like on a beeline into the right field seats, and they win 9-8.
So I'm familiar with how that game, that it was 8-2 with two outs.
It's an iconic Lanny call. It really is, because he still decides to hit the catchphrase, and you can tell in his voice he knows how absurd it sounds to say there was no doubt about it.
How many people, like, what was the official attendance for that game? And then off of that, how many people do you think were still in the ballpark?
Interesting that you ask. I'll get you the attendance
down
figure.
Down six.
With that, yeah.
With two
just
outs in the bottom of the ninth
buried.
With no rally.
I believe that it was probably more than you would think because the ballpark was still so new and it was a very nice day, like a random nice, I think, I want to say summer day, that people actually stuck around. And we're there for it. So it was on July 28th. That was the one. I got to make sure I'm getting my right dates here. Yeah, July 28th. It was...
July 28th. What's the year again?
01.
That's what I thought. So the year the ballpark opened.
I believe it was the first game of a doubleheader, Donnie, and that's why it wasn't actually on TV because it was a Saturday game. It was a reschedule from a snowout on April 17th. The Pirates score 7 in the ninth. And Giles hits a grand slam off of Billy Wagner to win it. I think it was on a 1-0 pitch. Yeah, 1-0 pitch, and he just absolutely hit a stone-cold, no-doubt rope. Inning starts, Aramis Ramirez fly out to left, Vanderwall fly out to center, Kevin Young, a double to left, Mears homered.
Mr. Excitement.
Adam Heisdew, there's a name, Pirates fans, with a single to left. Tyke Redman, baby!
That's Donnie's guy.
Walked... Heisdew goes to second. Jack Wilson hits a grounder that just gets through and scores Heisdew. Kendall gets hit by a pitch because at that point Wagner comes in. He hits Kendall to load the bases. And then the second pitch Giles sees, he just hits about 200 miles an hour into the seats. And that's the that's also the famous Lanny. 6, 7, 8. Giles makes 9 and the Pirates win. And there was no. And then you can hear a slight tick. Like, he cannot believe he's actually going to say his catchphrase because, of course, there was more doubt about it than there has ever been. Baseball Reference does a thing on their, when you look at the play-by-play pony, I'm sure you've seen this, win probability, like win expectancy.
Yes.
Their win expectancy was 0 for the first 3 hitters, 0 after Mears' home run, got to 1% when Heisdew singled, got to 2% when Tyke Redman walked, got to 5% when Wilson singled, 10% when Kendall got hit, and then obviously it all turns.
Donnie, have you been swayed by the power of Chris's rhetoric, as
That's
he likes
one.
To say?
Well, I do think if it's just game for game, like you're not taking the game implications into account, it's got to be that one. I mean, that's one of the better comebacks.
But how
in
do we not
history.
Take the game implications into account?
Well, no, I mean, you know the sentimental value that
they improved
the
a 40-62 with the win.
Because you know that
40-62.
And the winning pitcher, by the way, for the Pirates, my friends, none other than Omar Olivares.
I mean, you know that the playoff game for me would be probably number one.
Because that was the first game you went to with your dad?
Yeah, if you're just looking like game for game, though, I think the Pirates one is up there. Another one for me, I don't even know if it's that spectacular of a comeback in the grand scheme of things, but it is the game I always think of with the Penguins 09 playoff run.
This was my other game. I'll let you take it.
The Flyers game 6, they're in Philly. Philly goes up 3-0. It looks like the Penguins are lifeless, and then you get the Talbot.
Gets his ass beat by Carcillo and shushes
the Dan Carcillo,
crowd.
Max Talbot fight. You get the great image. Penguins score like a moment later.
Mm-hmm.
And you can kind of sense it because I think it's like Eddie Olczyk maybe.
You're right. It's Eddie on the call goes, why is Carcillo fighting
you're right.
Here?
He was spot on with that.
And he was dead on.
He said, and then the moment the Penguins scored, he kind of foretold what was going to happen. He's like, I think the Penguins are going to get right back in this game. Here they come. They win the series. And it was pretty smooth sailing from there.
Well, I mean,
well, until they got to the cup final.
Pee blood to beat the Red Wings. But yeah, you're right. And Edzo also nailed that too. Because I'll give him credit. Like, he not only said, why is Carcillo doing this? But then Carcillo wins the fight very easily and, like, gets a couple clean shots. And the crowd is roaring. And Edzo is just, like, very soberly on commentary going, yeah, the crowd loves it here. But again, why give the Penguins any kind of life? Why give the Penguins any reason to start, like, standing up and fighting? Because they were, Donnie, you're right. They were getting clobbered in that game. And they had just given up a power play goal. It looked for all the world like that thing was coming back to Pittsburgh for a game seven. And I've never seen a game in the playoffs turn that swiftly on one moment. Because it really did. It was like two different games. Everything up to the fight and everything that happened after the fight.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.